Serve up holiday magic from Whole Foods Market. Save on organic spiral-cut bone-in ham and curated cheeses. Plus, explore limited-time finds and gifts for every gathering. Shop Whole Foods Market in-store or online. Terms apply.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Mac-A-Roni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Mac-A-Roni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Mac-A-Roni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Mac-A-Roni. It's cheesy good.
Mac-A-Roni. The San Francisco treat.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Now, what we do every year here on The Last Word is in remembering some of those who passed in 2024, we hear their voices or we hear their music or we hear their performances. There are some people who won't feature on this, who we'll mention when we come back in just a few moments. But I just wonder, how many of these voices or these acts do you actually recognise? Let's hear the voices of those who died during 2024.
I saw your children waiting at the windows when you were coming home. They were delighted to see you home. But what about all the little kids in Ireland who view you as a role model, who love you, who would love to see you back in the World Cup, and who are absolutely appalled that this row has taken place and don't know what to say?
Are you reeling in the years, throwing away the time? Are you gathering at the tears? Have you had?
Who do you think I am, Father Christmas?
Well, aren't you?
No, madam, I am not. I may look like Santa Claus, but I am in fact a marketing device.
Selling what?
Reindeer meat.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Can destroy the Emperor. He has foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
I didn't want women's affairs. I didn't want to be in a cupboard and turn the key and say you're to talk about women's issues and that is all.
Did you consider that old silly Billy time?
No, I just thought it was too limiting, yeah. And that people would conveniently shunt off things to you that they didn't want to do, and they would say, oh, that's for women, let you do that. And whereas I talk about women's matters and take them very much to heart and care deeply about them as part of my everyday life and as part of my public life too, but not to be confined.
In your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere.
I will not resign, and you will not dismiss me, Miss Mackay. You will not use the excuse of that pathetic, that humorous document to blackmail me. Mr. Lowther, you are a witness to this. Miss Mackay has made totally unsupported accusations against my name and yours. If she has one authentic shred of evidence, just one, let her bring it.
I hear Mike Murphy, Gay Byrne, Rodney Rice, John Bowman, Liam Nolan, and I've had them up to their gate. It was on year after year after year, woman, do not exist, and radio, we are an invisible species. Civil rights began in the North in 68. I got a job in the Irish Times in 1970. And feminism broke out that year, and I had
found a direction, a peace in my life, which I never...
Now peace, you say, is all that you ask, but self-respect is our separate task. You sitting up there in your...
And then when I am writing, I'm very, excuse this word, but I'm very transported for a while. And then, to go back to your word, then I'm praying or waiting in between for, really, for a kind of inspiration.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. That was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
I don't know your name, stranger, but your face is familiar. You always had that mustache. Mm-hmm. Are you a beer drinker, sir, or would you like to share a martini with me?
A martini? I'd love a martini.
Oh, John, give the gentleman a martini. I think you will find these accommodating. They're quite dry.
I guess Danny started talking to Tony about the time we put him in nursery school.
Did he adjust well to school?
No. He didn't like it too much at first. And then he had an injury, so we kept him out for a while. And yeah, I guess that's about the time when I first noticed that he was talking to Tony.
Back to life, back to reality.
Some time.
You know, I thought if we ever broke up, I would feel this tremendous sense of relief. I could go back to being myself. But something happened. I fell in love with you or something.
Dylan, just because I need some time and a break doesn't mean that I still don't love you or that this isn't painful for me too.
Well, maybe that's what they mean when they say love hurts.
Don't give up on us, baby. Still worth one more try. I know we put a last one by just for the rainy evening.
I was very lucky to have really great people. Just really great people around you, and just finding out a different way of looking at it. Like you say, you know, when things start to pile on top of each other, that's when it can really get you. You've really got to change your view about it. There's only one thing you control in that situation, it is you.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing up. Forget, having no regrets is all that she really wants. We're only getting older, baby, and I've been thinking about it lately. Does it ever drive you crazy? Just how fast the night changes.
My first light this morning, the full extent of the damage caused by the tail of Hurricane Charlie was quickly becoming apparent. The gale force winds and heavy rain which lashed the east coast caused damage estimated to run possibly into millions of pounds.
When no one else can understand me,
when everything I do is wrong.
5 years into Mr. Gorbachev's policy on perestroika, and the people of the Soviet Union are still clamoring for more food production and more consumer goods.
And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder.
People say, Charlie, you know, what was your first big break as a reporter? I have to turn and say Stardust. I hate it. Does anybody really want to be remembered as one of the reporters who's covering the Stardust fire? I don't. I mean it.
If we reach
out... Debbie. What time are you hoping to be up at?
Oh, we'll sleep for the dinner on 12:30.
Lovely.
So we're having soup, then we're having roast spuds, pile spuds, inches spuds, old spuds, no spuds, mashed spuds. We're having roast beef, jelly and ice cream, sweet cake. No tea, no wash up. Straight out the door. I'd say we'll be at the match at about 5 to.
Lovely.
Gets it right across the field to PJ Gill. PJ Gill gets inside to Dave Beggy. Dave Beggy kicks it, and the ball is gone over the bar and meet the leading. Incredible! Incredible! We've 2 seconds of actual time left. The most incredible finale that I have ever seen in any sport. John O'Leary.
Once an All-Ireland final is over, especially the last one of the year, it's like closing in something, but you're already looking forward to the resurrection. And like the flowers that grow after the flowers dying with the frost of the winter, the new ones will come if you're lucky enough to be around for them.
O'Neill put that together for us. And just in case you want to remember the names, we started with Tommy Gorman, the famous interview with Roy Keane in 2002, although his best work obviously was done in the North. We had Jim Beard, keyboardist with Steely Dan, John Savident, who played Fred in Coronation Street, Tito Jackson from the Jackson 5, the actor James Earl Jones, the musician and producer Quincy Jones, former minister and TD Mary O'Rourke, the singer Marlena Shaw, the actor Dame Maggie Smith, Paul Daniel from Iron Maiden, the journalist and activist Niall McCafferty, the writer Edna O'Brien, the actor and musician Chris Christopherson, the actor Donald Sutherland, another actor Shelley Duvall, Philip Daly Harvey from Soul to Soul, the actor Shannon Doherty, David Soul, who was a singer and actor, Liam Payne from One Direction, who of course died so young this year, the journalist Charlie Bird, another singer Dickie Rock from the show band era, the comedian John Kenny from The Dumbelievables and many other things, the commentator Mihola Murahertig, so well known from GAA for decades and decades, and the musician Owen French, known as Talos. There were many others. We didn't have the audio that we could have included. There were the likes of politician Gemma Hussey, a minister in the 1980s, one of the breakthrough female politicians, the businessman Tony O'Reilly, who was one of the giants of Irish business for decades upon decades, Eddie O'Connor, an entrepreneur and visionary, journalist David Davenport, country musician Toby Keith, TV doctor Michael Mosley, actress Timothy West and Gina Rowlands, DJ Annie Nightingale, and our apologies if there are others that we don't have who died this year who we haven't remembered, but there were many, many great people amongst those, and I'm sure very many memories brought up by listening to what Liz put together for us there.
The Last Word
on Today FM.
Serve up holiday magic from Whole Foods Market.
Sevon Organic Spiral Cut Bone-In Ham and Curated Cheeses. Plus, explore limited-time finds and gifts for every gathering. Shop Whole Foods Market, in-store or online. Terms apply.